since 2013, every single year there's been an outbreak of cholera here in South Sudan. And this outbreak started in 2016 and is still ongoing. And since the start of the outbreak, the WHO and MOH reports there's been over 20,000 cases and 387 deaths countrywide. So Juba is still one of the two remaining areas of transmission. And in the last month, the WHO and MOH report 91 suspected cases in the last 4 weeks. And a lot of those cases have been in the POC UN house, Cherry Pot, Cole Williams, and Lobogo, which are areas that are targeted by this campaign.
Right. So what are the root causes of cholera in Juba City?
So cholera is transmitted fecal-orally, which means that people contract it by getting in touch with small particles of stool from another person. So in Juba, just as in any place where there's cholera transmission, cholera can be spread through insufficient access to clean water, inadequate water treatment or cooking methods, use of inappropriate water sources, such as people getting water directly from the Nile, and lack of access to safe sanitation facilities. So it's really important for people to know that in addition to vaccination, the ways to prevent cholera include washing your hands before and after using the toilet and before eating, drinking boiled water or water chlorinated with aquatab, washing vegetables before eating, and covering the food from flies.
Yes, and so far more than 10,000 people have been vaccinated against cholera in a 2 weeks campaign. What is your target? I mean, what's the target of this vaccination?
So the total target is 200,000 people, and we're targeting areas who are living in historic or current hotspots of cholera transmission in Juba. And so since the start of the campaign, as of yesterday, we've actually reached 147,000 people within Juba, so we're very happy with that. And we plan to complete the campaign on Saturday, so we have a few days remaining. And during those days, we will be targeting Jebel Kujor, Nyakurun, Rock City, Hai Tarawa, Hai Muna, Gumbo, Gideli, Lologo, and Cor Williams. And so everyone over 1 year old should come to be vaccinated. It's free. It's taken by mouth, so there's no needles involved. It's safe. And it will start protecting you after 7 days.
Right. So, I mean, are there any significant observations you have made in terms of response to the campaign?
So generally, the response has been very positive. The first thing we've really appreciated is the working relationship that we've had with the MOH. They've been very engaged with us in planning the site and in planning the campaign. Currently, Alex Runyo, the head of social mobilization for the MOH in Quebec State, is working very hard on social mobilization. And there's also lots of national and international NGOs that have been collaborating with us, like ACTED, IMC, Nile Hope, MedAir, Oxfam, Handicapped International, and others. And so that's been a great thing. But I think even more importantly, we've had a very positive response from the community. We've had lots of community elders and chiefs help us in getting people to come to the site and just promoting the vaccination. And so we think that's really the main reason why we've been able to proceed without major problems.
Yes, a new campaign has been launched yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, to completely eradicate cholera in 10 years' time. Is this something that you see is possible in South Sudan?
So I probably am not the best person to respond to that. I would hope so. I know that there have been many, many campaigns done this year and that the MOH and the WHO have been working very hard to eradicate cholera, because it was not a disease that was common in South Sudan in the years prior. And so I absolutely think doing these vaccination campaigns is important to eradicating cholera here in South Sudan.
Yes. And what are the top priorities for MSF in fighting cholera in South Sudan? Just briefly explain that to us.
So really the top priority right now is this campaign. We really hope that the citizens of Juba in the areas of our current vaccination take this chance to be vaccinated. One vaccine protects against cholera for six months to a year. There's minimal side effects. It's free. the people, the more people that are protected, the less cases we hope to see in Juba and the less transmission there will be. And then other than this cholera campaign, MSF runs 15 projects throughout South Sudan, which are focused on various health priorities, including mother infant care, HIV, TB, malaria, pediatrics, and surveillance for diseases with outbreak potential like cholera.